Well, the cooler temperatures have arrived after a warm first couple of weeks of November. Well, we're seeing a change now that will last for a number of days in a row, and in fact, the longest stretch of below average temperatures since back in the spring. So the average high is 73 this time of year, the average low 51, and we'll be far below those numbers, especially that high temperature, through at least Monday and probably a little bit longer than that. And then our weather pattern becomes a little bit more active. More on that in a minute. But first today, temperatures only in the 50s for a good part of the day, starting out in the 40s this morning. A few spots may manage the low 60s, especially south of I-10 this afternoon, but it's a cool day. There'll be quite a few high and mid-level clouds streaming across the sky at times, so if you wanted the cooler weather or you need the cool weather to get you into the holiday spirit, so to speak, I guess, as we head toward Thanksgiving, well, here you go. Clearing skies tonight will allow temperatures really to dive. We'll be down into the 30s. And north of Interstate 10, there may be a bit of patchy frost, especially Baker, northwestern Duval, and western Nassau County. It wouldn't be real widespread or heavy, but a bit of patchy frost. It'll be closer to the mid to upper 30s along the I-95 corridor and the low to mid 40s for the intracoastal and the beaches. Goodness, just a week ago, we were dealing with a hurricane. And here all of a sudden, now we're talking about frost and the chillier temperatures. And then for your Friday, really a pretty fall day. And in fact, that's really the story the next few days. As cool as it's going to be, it's some gorgeous autumn weather. Partly sunny tomorrow, we'll reach the low 60s in the afternoon. That's where we'll be on Saturday, a partly cloudy sky. Again, a chilly start in the morning and the low 60s in the afternoon. There'll be a lot of mid and upper level moisture streaming across the area from the Gulf of Mexico. So it doesn't allow our skies to clear out for a great length of time. So it's a pretty, not only a cool, but a pretty cloudy pattern as well. So Sunday, a disturbance moves across South Florida, producing heavy rain there. Will be on the north edge. Quite a bit of cloud cover. There may be a sprinkle or a light shower, but I'm not anticipating any significant rainfall. Temperatures will only manage to get into the 60s on Sunday. But keep in mind, if you're traveling south and you get to south of I-4 and especially into South Florida, it's a pretty rainy Sunday. And then on Monday, to start the holiday week, a mostly cloudy sky, and we'll start to approach 70 degrees with the beginning of a warming trend that will last through much of Thanksgiving week, which brings us to our much more active weather pattern. I talked about it yesterday and in the last couple of days. We get into Thanksgiving week and all bets are off on a quiet, dry weather pattern. Now, it doesn't necessarily look real wet, especially early on for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but eventually that'll happen. But north and west of Jacksonville, it looks very wet, and you get far enough north and west into that colder air, ice and snow. So that's going to be an issue for what is, of course, one of the biggest travel periods of the year, right? Going from especially Wednesday, sometimes even earlier, though, all the way through Thanksgiving and then the weekend after Thanksgiving. And the weather is going to make it difficult, to say the least. And so just pack your patience and plan on there being some plane delays, flight delays across the area, and maybe even some cancellations, depending on how this plays out. So in the tropics, we don't have anything brewing at the moment. We're now under 2 weeks left in the hurricane season, but low pressure still looks like it's going to develop, if not over the Gulf of Mexico, very near the Gulf Coast, by the middle of next week. Now, indications are that this is primarily non-tropical, but it'll be a pretty strong low pressure area, and it's what helps bring all the wet weather to much of the central and eastern U.S. middle and late part of next week. But if this thing gets offshore, or stays offshore long enough, it could try to become hybrid or even subtropical. So it's something to keep an eye on. It would not be a major system when it comes to a tropical system, but it will enhance that rainfall again over much of the eastern half of the country. And then there still are some hints of maybe low pressure trying to develop over the Caribbean over the next week to 10 days. Not an uncommon area to see late season tropical development. But at the moment, we're in good shape, and there'll certainly be nothing developing in the tropics in the short term or anytime real soon. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com, at ActionNewsJax.com, and I'm putting the finishing touches on my Nicole, the nemesis that it was, for the Burrish blog, sort of a review, a recap, if you will, and that's posted in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com, at ActionNewsJax.com, and I'll be socialing that as well on Twitter and my Facebook fan page, at Mike First Alert. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. And a reminder, purple today, folks, it is World Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day. Something really near and dear to my heart, as my mom passed from pancreatic cancer nearly 15 years ago. A lot of remarkable research is being done right here at home with the Mayo Clinic on one of the deadliest cancers in the world. But today is World Pancreatic Cancer Month, and then today is World Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day. And so thoughts and prayers to all those who've been impacted by any kind of cancer, but on this day in particular, pancreatic cancer. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center. For 104.5 WOKV.